Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. On July 28, 2015, an article was posted on the Salt Lake Tribune titled, BYU Students' Portrayal of Mormonism's Heavenly Mother Vanishes from Photo Exhibit. There was an art show at Brigham Young University, and part of the exhibit included some photographs and some statements made by a senior, a BYU senior, by the name of Katie Marie Leakty. Now, what makes this news is that part of her exhibit was actually stolen by somebody. We don't know who at the time of this recording. Apparently, someone either disagreed or disbelieved some of the things that maybe Ms. Leakty was posting. And so we wanted to talk about that today because of the subject having to do with Heavenly Mother.
Yeah, and so this was a senior photography show, and her topic was Bruce McConkie's Mormon Doctrine, the book that he wrote back in 1958 and was later redone in 1966. And so I want to read from this article by Amy McDonald to give us a little bit more of a background as to what we're talking about here. The show, it says, features a series of film-developed photos exploring topics in McConkie's landmark volume, which is Mormon Doctrine. So, for example, what Leakty did for Card Plane, a photo of tiny cards. For Hot Drinks, which was referring to the Word of Wisdom, she took a picture of cans of Coke and Fresca. She also actually took a picture of a chunk of frozen chicken to promote chastity.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and they actually explain what that was about, because McConkie had said when he was alive, he said, better dead clean than alive unclean. And so that piece of frozen chicken was symbolic of that statement. And here's what she says. It's a sterile, clean piece of meat, but it's frozen and dead. It's a slab of meat, but it's clean. But the reason why this article made it into the newspaper was for Heavenly Mother, her portrayal was a piece of dark room paper with no negative and no image. And so she put it up on July 16th, and sometime between July 16th and July 20, somebody had taken it off the wall and not only taken the picture off, but took the quote for Heavenly Mother down as well. And her reaction, she said, I was shocked. It was really sad and a little disheartening to see a piece go. And in its place, she put a note, and that was later removed. And the note that she wrote, in this space, there was a title card for Heavenly Mother. Unfortunately, someone has taken it from the wall.
Now, the article goes on to say that the topic of a mother in heaven has seen a resurgence of interest, especially among LDS feminists and those calling for more transparency in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I don't know so much about this resurgence of interest, but certainly the idea of a mother in heaven has been talked about by many leaders for many years. It's not really any kind of secret, in my opinion. It's just something that you will not find in Mormon scripture. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you were considering joining the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and all you had were the standard works, you would not find any mention of a Heavenly Mother in those texts. Even the unique texts of Mormonism do not mention her. It's just naturally assumed that because you have a Heavenly Father, and Heavenly Father, according to Mormonism, has literal children, and we are all supposed to be part of that group of literal children of God, born to Heavenly Father in the preexistence, Mormon leaders have assumed that it makes sense that there would also be a Heavenly Mother if you're going to have heavenly children.
Now, somebody might say, why did she use a piece of black paper, photographic paper, to make that description? And she says, I wanted to keep it vague out of respect. Apparently, she cares about Heavenly Mother, and she says, I included Mother in my project because we don't talk much about it in church. For me, the knowledge of having a Heavenly Mother strengthens my faith in having a Heavenly Father.
Now, that seems odd to me. I mean, I believe in a Heavenly Father. I certainly don't describe Heavenly Father of the Bible the same way a Mormon would describe their Heavenly Father. But I certainly don't need any idea of a Heavenly Mother in order to bolster my faith in a Heavenly Father. It's just interesting thinking on her part.
Yeah, and here's the quote that Bruce McConkie gave that she included in her exhibit. Implicit in the Christian verity that all men are the spirit children of an eternal father is the usually unspoken truth that they are also the offspring of an eternal mother. Now, I don't think she meant any disrespect by using a piece of black paper. She's a faithful Mormon, and in fact, she said that she grew up in a strict religious home in which principles for Mormon doctrine were enforced even if her parents didn't do so explicitly from the book. So I don't think she meant any disrespect to Heavenly Mother, but she's not talked about much, and so that piece of paper was just to symbolize perhaps maybe they ought to be talking more about Heavenly Mother. Well, we try to speculate before the show, Bill, why would somebody take this off? Were they offended that Heavenly Mother got a piece of black paper? Were they upset with McConkie? And we know that McConkie's role in her exhibit has been criticized by people who were leaving notes in her journal there. So we don't know exactly why, but for whatever reason, this has turned out to be a controversial piece.
I really don't for the life of me understand why somebody would do that if you're a faithful Latter-day Saint. Certainly, I don't agree with the idea of a Heavenly Mother. I can understand it in the context of how Mormons think on that, but that certainly wouldn't be my top five of offensive doctrines. I can think of a lot more offensive doctrines of Mormonism besides that. But why would somebody who I'm assuming is a member of the LDS Church be troubled by that portion of the exhibit enough so that they would violate a commandment, thou shalt not steal, in the good King James, which I understand Mormons still follow, or at least are supposed to follow. Why would they steal that? And don't they have cameras in that section of the exhibit? You think they would probably know who it is. But that's beside the point. Why would somebody take this down? Because the idea of a Heavenly Mother in Mormon theology is certainly a part of Mormon theology.
Let's go with Fifth President Lorenzo Snow and the teachings of Lorenzo Snow, pages 7 and 8. He said, women can become like our mother in heaven. You sisters, I suppose, have read that poem which my sister composed years ago and which is sung quite frequently now in our meetings. It tells us that we not only have a father in that high and glorious place, but that we have a mother too. And you will become as great as your mother if you are faithful.
And of course, Lorenzo Snow is talking about Eliza Roxy Snow, who was married to both Joseph Smith, and then after Smith was killed, was married to Brigham Young. In fact, she's buried in the same area where Brigham Young is buried on First Avenue, and very famous poet and hymn writer. So right there, that statement shows that this is certainly a teaching of Mormonism. But Joseph Fielding Smith, Bruce McConkie's father-in-law, also taught openly on this in his book, Answers to Gospel Questions, Volume 3, page 142.
He said, the fact that there is no reference to a mother in heaven, either in the Bible, Book of Mormon, or DNC, is not sufficient proof that no such thing as a mother did exist there. If we had a father, which we did, for all of these records speak of him, then does not good common sense tell us that we must have had a mother there also?
What Joseph Fielding Smith does with this is exactly what Bruce McConkie did in that quote that you read earlier.
Yeah.
It sounds very similar, and I think it should be mentioned here that Bruce McConkie, being the son-in-law of Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the Mormon Church, was naturally influenced by his father-in-law, and many times would cite his father-in-law in his book, Mormon Doctrine, and other books that he wrote. He was a very prolific Mormon writer, there's no doubt about it. In my opinion, I look at Bruce McConkie as really being one of the last of the real Mormon theologians. And we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. But the fact is, Bruce McConkie, while he was alive, was well respected by his peers, the leadership in the Mormon Church. He was certainly controversial. But I've often said that I think the reason why McConkie was controversial was not so much because, as some Mormons would imply, that he taught things that were not true according to Mormonism. It's just he was so blunt about the truth claims of Mormonism, and that's what got him in trouble. Because let's be serious, we don't see that kind of bluntness anymore.
No.
We see these vague comments being thrown out, or we're allowed to get BYU professors to do the speaking for the Mormon leadership. There's always that plausible deniability that they can deny something that's been said. But we don't see this real clear enunciation of a lot of these unique Mormon teachings like we used to see in the past, especially during the 1980s, I would say, when guys like McConkie and Spencer Kimball and Marky Peterson, were alive. They taught it, they believed it, and they were clear about it.
This is what is evident with the quotes from these other leaders. Listen to Harold B. Lee in the teachings of Harold B. Lee. We had a heavenly mother. Can you think of having a father without a mother? This idea of the unspoken truth talked about Bruce McConkie. In fact, in Mormon Doctrine, page 516, he goes on and talks, after he talks about the unspoken truth, he says, an exalted and glorified man of holiness could not be a father unless a woman of like glory, perfection, and holiness was associated with him as a mother. It's implied, he says, in these standard works and other teachings. And even 15th President Gordon B. Hinckley uses that same idea by saying, logic and reason would certainly suggest that if we have a father in heaven, we have a mother in heaven. That doctrine rests well with me.
And it should be mentioned that he makes that statement in a conference message that is found in Ensign, November 1991, page 100. And it's also found in the book, The Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 257. I guess I just want to restate, I'm kind of confused as to why somebody might be offended by that particular statement if they are a member of the LDS Church. And if it was a non-member of the LDS Church, does that really make sense to you? Why would they even be there? And
right. And
why would a non-member of the LDS Church feel so offended by that they would steal something like that? But the fact is, folks, the idea of a heavenly father and a heavenly mother is certainly a part of Mormon doctrine, because Mormons do tend to believe that they will be married for time and eternity, and they will be procreating throughout eternity, as they feel Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother have been procreating all of us who have been born on planet Earth. So it certainly is a teaching of the LDS Church. Why somebody would take that, I really don't know. But tomorrow we want to talk about the whole controversy with McConkie and the book Mormon Doctrine itself.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered where you can go in downtown Salt Lake City to browse the largest inventory of Christian books on the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located at 1358 South and West Temple, just across the street from the Smith Ballpark. Whether you're looking for a basic introduction or a more scholarly work, Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding the appropriate resources so you can better understand the LDS religion. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore also carries dozens of books that Sandra and her husband Gerald have written over the past five decades. This includes their comprehensive work, Mormonism, Shadow or Reality. So, once again, if you have questions about the LDS faith, there is always somebody behind the desk who would be more than happy to assist you. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 1 to 5. Remember, when in Salt Lake City, be sure to come check out the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located right there at 1358 South and West Temple.